Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is football inclusive.
Welcome to the NFL Draft on the Players Wallet Show. We're here at the 2011 Senior Bowl. We're here with Danny Watkins of Baylor. Danny, I've been asking all the guys when you get this invite to come down to the Senior Bowl. I mean, it's your first of many job interviews in this process. What were your thoughts?
I mean, obviously, I was really excited. I'm sure like a lot of guys, you know, it's an honor and privilege to come down here and represent myself and Baylor here. So it's just a good feeling.
And looking at the guys, nobody has said this, but was there anybody that you were curious to see? I mean, or pull up against the practice or play against when you saw the roster?
I mean, some guys in our conference that I recognize, you know, really good players from the Big 12. So, you know, I'm not too familiar with any of the other guys, so we'll find out tomorrow.
Nice. And now the Big 12 guys, I mean, guys you're familiar with, have you said hello to them?
Yeah, no, for sure. I've seen Vaughn Miller. I haven't seen some of the other guys, but I don't. Just some of the offensive players from Nebraska and whatnot. I've seen them and say hello. And, you know, just kind of going to some of these Big 12 functions, you know, build acquaintances and with these guys. And you get to see them here again, so it's kind of cool.
Being a bigger guy, I mean, when you got coming out of high school, going into college, I mean, how much did you, how much bigger did you grow?
Well, after high school, I started with the fire department, so, I mean, I was just trying to lean down and get the best shape I could. So, it's kind of funny to look back at that now and see that I've gone from, the conditioning type training to the powerful, explosive strength training stuff. So we were talking about that the other day, actually, the fire captain called. It's kind of funny to see how things have gone over the past couple of years.
Now, if you're interested, I'm not familiar with it, though. You know, out of coming out of high school, it wasn't straight to, you were going to go fire department?
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, right out of high school, started training with the fire department.
Oh, okay.
And I was pretty sure that's what I was going to do. Did that for 5 years and then went to a school in California to take a fire sciences degree and just kind of stumbled into football down there by accident. It's just kind of taken off.
I regret not knowing more about this background. So you're out and then you're doing the fire stuff 5 years. And then how did you get back into the game?
Well, I never played it in high school. I played football. I played hockey and rugby. Seriously, I never played before until I went to junior college, and the coaches there said, "Well, if you try to play football for us, we'll give you a fee waiver." I thought, "Okay, well, that'll help," and it just kind of, because it just kind of took off.
And did you like it? I mean,
I first year, what to think of it? It wasn't hockey or anything, but I was having fun with it, and it just kind of. It took off after 2 years. I've gotten this crazy football scholarship offers and went all over. And I met the coaches from Baylor and met J.D. Walton. I was convinced that was going to be home for me.
Nice. And then, I mean, being a hockey guy, I mean, obviously, you're going to have the feet, everything. I mean, the mechanics have to all be there. So you obviously have to have great feet. How much does that hockey kind of help translate to what you're doing?
It carried over a lot. You know, I mean, in hockey, you know, I was a defenseman, and you got to have a tough demeanor for that, too. You know, you're going out looking for the hits. Football, you know, it's coming every play. So, that was the thing I liked a lot about it. But, you know, in hockey, you got to bend your knees and be able to move your feet and keep your weight properly positioned and balanced. So, you know, a lot of that carries over into football.
And with the Big 12 guys, obviously there's several down here. Who are some of the guys that you went up against in the Big 12 that kind of stand out in your mind?
Oh, you know, Bob Miller for sure. You know, he was definitely one of the fastest guys that I've ever seen. So, you know, I'm glad to see that he's here. It'll be good for me. You know, he's had a great career in college, and I'm excited to see where he's going to go.
And in terms of training for combine or pro day type stuff, is there anywhere you're working out at?
I'm working out at API in Phoenix.
Oh, so you're working with
Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
We're actually sharing rooms, becoming really good buddies in a short amount of time. So it's been all a good experience.
And then, you know, it's great to see the relationships. You said you go to these facilities and then you kind of, you know, get roommates with somebody. And then you obviously, I have never heard of guys not getting along. But, you know, it's such close bonds when you guys do that. What's the biggest thing you tease Chris about?
The trash facial hair he's got going on. He looks like Friar Tuck. So he gives me a heart attack for that. I could grow in. So, I mean,
I ask that because a lot of times, you know, you usually get the, often, you know, the puller off.
I'm sure if you were to ask him the same question, he'd probably give me a hard time about being Canadian. So
nice. And now, I always ask if we put you in the NFL right now, what guy is it play that you're going to remind us of the most?
Is anyone, or even a guy that you just enjoy watching? Oh, boy. I don't watch a lot of NFL football, to tell you the truth. I love watching the Canucks. So, everyone always asks, did you watch the game last night? No, I didn't. I watched hockey last night.
We opened you up, we're going to flip around and butt in your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in there for sure. But, you know, if you had to compare me to someone, I'd probably say JD. You know, we had a lot of similarities. The same type of physical desires. You know, I think we're very similar.
Nice. And before I let you go, I always like to have some fun with you guys. Call it sweeping the corners and get some fun dirt on you guys.
Yeah.
So how about
this? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you could take on any female celebrity, Dana, who would you like to take?
Oh, boy. Oh, I can't remember her name. I'm having a... Oh, what was her name from Transformers?
Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. Yeah, no,
She's down in the lobby looking for you. Really, yes. Yeah. I told her, they didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, I told her I was busy.
Yeah. Go make a movie. you're going to actually be one of these guys that probably will have an answer to this. If you were on America's Got Talent, you couldn't showcase your great football skills. What other talent could you showcase?
My other talent?
Well, that's easy on hockey.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Skating a slap shot or something.
No, and I'm going to put the idea. If we put you in a hockey uniform right now, which hockey player out there are you going to remind us of?
Eric Lindros.
Eric Lindros.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the man for you?
That was the man. He was the man.
Nice. As I love it, man.
Eric Lindros and Bronner, I'm going to say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, this is another one for you. If you can choose either or, you can be the lead singer of a boy band or a male front boy model, which one would you choose?
Oh, I'd do the model for sure. I think I'd have the hair for it.
And the final question before we let you go, Danny. Looking at all your teammates, who had the funniest nickname and how did they earn that nickname?
Funniest nickname and how did they earn that? Well, I'm trying to think of something appropriate. What was one of the... There's an old lineman on our team named Fubar. And no matter what happened to the kid, he was always hurt. So, yeah, I'm not going to explain to you what Fubar was.
But that was...
That was his name, was Fubar.
Nice. Danny, hey, we appreciate you coming on the Player Spotlight Show. Best of luck to you.
Hey, appreciate it.
That's Danny Watkins, Baylor offensive lineman, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bottle Player Spotlight Show.